Not a slight response from
when the owner. Yeah, when I got there Saturday,
guess we can go
look at that thing and said, no way.
This past Saturday. Oh, yeah.
That was nothing compared to what you started with.
Okay. Yes. I think we can just go ahead and since we want to get this meeting off to a start, we'll call, do roll call and call it meeting to order. I'm Frank DeFilippis.
Charlie Plyvin.
Ann Siglio.
Pete Lawson.
Carl Schumacher.
And I'm Sharon Canera, if I'm the guest.
Peggy Hacker.
Okay, so the agenda items are to distribute the draft report for the presented by Oregon State University, and then see if there's any questions right off the top. But then we have a couple of action items, and there will be a real quick meeting, and that is May 15th. We'll have a deadline to submit any written questions, and we submit those to Peggy Hacker at the City of Newport. And then schedule a follow-up meeting for June 5th. So
at the June 5th meeting, Sarah will be here, Dr. Henkel, and hopefully Scott Heppel. They're both going to try to be here, but at least Sarah will be here. Scott will know tonight whether he will be out of the country at that time.
And at what time?
We'll meet at 5:30 on June 5th.
Oh, hey, here comes Jim.
It's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Last one.
No.
Brian.
Well, the meeting's over. I hate to tell you.
In conclusion, so go ahead and announce yourself. We have another task force member show up.
Yeah, Jim Fuller.
Okay. And we have the draft report, and I just gave out some dates. Peggy was trying to line up that May 15th. We want to have a deadline for any written questions, and then she'll present those, socialize them, and then I'll have a follow-up meeting on June 5th.
At 5:30.
5:30.
Okay.
And at that time, members of Oregon State will be here to answer those questions?
They will respond to the written questions at that time, but we need to have them here in case there are follow-up questions to their responses to the written questions.
I have a question. We discussed early on about like when this report was done and it comes out, like how that information gets shared. And I felt like we tasked OSU as part of the contract and with some support for
educational.
Yeah.
Sort of value add.
So there wasn't a kind of biased interpretation that was being kind of generally reported out.
My impression
was that what people remember, because there was sensitivities about like what's said and what's not said about this, and we can.
Well, one, I guess I'd have to look at it before I knew whether there was anything sensitive or not. But my impression was that they intended to publish in the public literature, in the scientific literature.
I also recall, maybe only vaguely, that they, I think they agreed to help.
Do a presentation
or
something?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
it would be good for them to,
okay.
I mean, I can tell you right now, if people read this, they're going to read into it. Just from me reading this right off the bat, the executive summary, people can read into this and think a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important for my audience, and I think particularly for Georgia Pacific, that this gets interpreted fairly. And scientists don't always do the best job of communicating their work, but I think that these guys, with their work with OSU and stuff like that.
So there's no interpretation here. I just read through their findings, and they just state levels they find in relation to reference levels that they were provided with.
But
they did in the last paragraph say, well, we really don't think this is, they qualified it, but I think what I say, you think that people might say, got levels higher than some.
That's all somebody can read.
Vanadium exceeded
toxicity.
Yeah. Tissue concentrations of 21 chemicals either exceeded conservation toxicity reference values for marine species or had no TRV for comparison. I mean, somebody can think a lot of things about what that says. Now, you as a scientist and somebody who understands what toxicity reference values are and how they relate to human health and other things, those are the things that I think are different than when a layman looks at this and reads it. So I think that we need, I think it would be valuable to have OSU work on an executive summary piece with a presentation of some sort. And I believe they committed to do that when we sat down and talked with them.
Before June 6th or 5th?
Pardon?
Before June 5th, with their written questions, your expectation would be an overview and presentation of the study?
I don't know when. I don't think everybody's going to go clamoring to the City's website and dig this out tomorrow, but there's also not any media in the room. I don't know.
I think that what my recollection is that they did agree to make a presentation to the City Council when this is over. Mm-hmm. And my thought is that it would be over when they have their final rather than draft report. And they're not going to have that final report until after the June 5th meeting.
Okay.
But I mean, I get what you're saying that you.
I know that the City Council asked for that. I know that this group asked for that, and I just think that it's something that we need to follow through with.
I'll let them know that. And also, I think that it wouldn't hurt if some of you put that in your questions or comments to Sarah when you send them to me. What I do after you not do is start chit-chatting on the email about this.
Within the group, you mean? Is what you're talking about? Yeah.
How do you want questions to come to you?
Just via email.
Okay.
It's p.hawker, H-A-W-K-E-R, at newportoregon.gov.
Okay.
I think that's an important point, though, Charlie.
You know what I would suggest is some sort of a figure that shows how the TRVs that they found relate to levels that are considered for human consumption.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
So, for example, 18 micrograms per gram versus 232. Micrograms per gram. They found 18,232 is what they call a non-conservative TRV. I'm not sure what that really refers to. Anyway, I think that rather than having people looking at 1.37 micrograms per gram and trying to interpret that in a bar chart that shows what they found versus what the toxic levels would be or something.
Okay, I agree.
The context.
So they can just look at a picture and see, this is what we found, this is what we would worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, people tend to like green, yellow, and red.
I like to see.
You know, if we can boil things down to
cartoons,
that,
I think.
And it would be good to see the reference locations also on that same graph.
Yeah, I agree. Because a lot of what we're talking about when we do comparisons is it's not just the concentrations in one area, it's the concentrations in those areas with respect to other areas. Mm-hmm.
I guess the question probably, once we review it, did they meet what we were asking for? I know there was a couple of substitutions along the way that we kind of came to a consensus as acceptable. I believe it was they were looking for razor clams of some sort, and we did a substitution. Were there any others? Substitutions that we weren't aware of.
What do we substitute? Razors.
I think we substituted. I gotta look.
Olive snails.
I don't think we talked about olive snails.
No, we. I think people had a specific interest in. Food animals.
Yeah.
So we were targeting.
I recall the conversation of getting Terry Thompson's teeth for analysis.
He would be the measure of razor clams for sure.
He would.
Nobody's eaten more razor clams off that beach than Terry Thompson. I guarantee that.
Is there anything else we need to cover? I know Pete, you're going to be out. And you leave tomorrow morning, right?
No, Friday morning.
So maybe if you can jot down a few of your questions and
got a couple of them.
Yeah, I was looking
and he's
at,
got a reprieve too.
Just quickly looking at it, like this table, page 14. Carl, I have a question for you. Maybe you know what this means. The present in GP affluent.
Yeah, I think that. I was looking at that myself, and I think that might have been looking at the CH2M Hill report and seeing which ones were tested.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that is looking at the whole suite of priority pollutant scans that have been done on the effluent. I'm not sure where that source of data.
I bet you they only pulled from CH2M Hill. We told them they should know there's priority pollutant scans and should be able to look at all this. I was curious about some of these organics that I wouldn't have thought to be associated with Kraft pulp waste.
Well, their testing was incredibly sensitive. If this is micrograms per gram, and they're at 0.00006.
Yeah, when you measure those sorts of organics in tissues, that's like the level of sensitivity that you look at.
Yeah.
It's pretty high.
And that's
it would be good to know if they look at priority pollutant scan data against that.
Yeah, I think that maybe if they're looking at... This just seems incomplete to me here. And I think it's because they looked at the CH2M Hill study.
What page is that?
It's from page 14. But it would be helpful.
Oh, well, it says right there in the table, in the text here. Yeah, from the Aquatic Survey, CH2M Hill, 2010 and 2011.
Thank you.
there a complete set of data? Because it's difficult to determine how many samples make up their mean and standard deviation when you're looking through this table four. I guess I can save those questions for the 15th.
Findings are opposite in animals versus sediment that in the CH2M Hill study, which is interesting. Kind of gives me a randomness of what's that?
Really, it's bad. South Beach found the highest concentration.
CH2M Hill had the same thing with their sediment study. They didn't do tissues like this, but they did sediment. And my sense is that's the Aquinnah River and dredge disposal. Both of those happen right out there, and they're probably impacting that sediment. But one thing that you could do is you can they do analysis on all the dredge disposal before they dump it, they have to. So you could look at that and you compare that to the CH2M Hill study and go, is or is the dredge, that's a grad student project right there. is the dredge disposal impacting the concentrations of heavy metals in the sand at South Beach? Yeah.
Okay, well, do we have any more things to do right here in front of everybody here other than to take this back, digest it, formulate some questions, ask them for a presentation, and then I guess they're expecting the June 5th to be the final release.
They should have, well, they're going to come to this meeting on June 5th and respond to questions that you all submit to me and any follow-up questions, and then from that meeting they'll draft their final report.
Okay. Yeah, there was some sort of like recommendations piece too, which I guess I would have if there's nothing to recommend, then there's nothing to recommend. Which maybe that's the way.
There is a section.
There is on 25.
Oh, okay.
And then you're looking for some sort of community outreach type of dissemination of information. Weren't they, you know, because I'm always the one that looks for sweeteners for any deal. And one of them was they had sort of comprehensive ongoing study, and this would dovetail right into some work that they already had. We need to see how this fits into their big picture. Because that's kind of like a value add. That would be one of the big components that I would.
Well, did we require that? We desired that.
We required
it. It wasn't a requirement, you're right.
So
they offered it.
We could ask them to report to us if and how it fits into other projects we're doing.
Well, Charlie, if you believe, and I do, that this could be confusing to people, the executive summary.
Yeah, no,
what I think we'll do is I'll email you an electronic copy, and we just won't put it on our website until we get the final.
It's fine. I mean, I think that might make some people feel better just about where we go with this.
The only potential problem is that if someone asks for this,
yeah, they gotta, you gotta give it to them.
On the other hand, there is reason to hold things back until it is the final report and has been reviewed.
But we can't do that in local government.
We've already passed it out in the public meeting officially.
If you hand it out, just highlight the draft.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Draft means just that.
Which, again, this just underscores why it's good to have the scientists come in at the end. And
they will. I mean, I know that they agreed to do that.
And you would supply them with a list of questions before the June 5th meeting?
So right after May 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So sometime after the June 5th meeting, then they can prepare their final report, and then they can do their educational outreach, which I think they agreed to do, to our city council at least.
Got some ammo here for the use of herbicides and pesticides in Newport. There's a bunch of that stuff in these samples.
So I think maybe this meeting is ready to be. Any other questions or anything to address right now? Okay. Any concerns? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and say the meeting adjourned.
Sweet. Okay. 5 minutes. Like it.
Would you pass that, Charlie, please?